Blog Talk Radio.
That's very, very important. And if you can possibly make it, get over there to at 9 a.m. Get over there a little bit early on Motel Boulevard in the county building to the county commission meeting. We've got a meeting that is going to decide or have an influence on at least how the money for this county is going to be spent. The sheriff has been on here. The undersheriff, some of his right-hand men have been on here, and you heard yesterday, if you're listening to Ken Roberts, speak about what's going on in the county in terms of budget, and it was absolutely amazing, the stuff that we were informed with yesterday. As a matter of fact, my second guest didn't even get a chance to really say anything because there were so many calls. And by the way, 28th of April, you're listening to AM Las Cruces 1450 KOBE. This is Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450. But we've got to take our county back over, because if we don't, it's going to be continually in the hands of the special interests, the whatever you think is motivating these people to take $4 million that was promised to the sheriff to update, to get new cruisers, to hire new deputies, to pay these people more so they don't leave for other agencies. And let's stop the hemorrhaging. Let's stop treating the sheriff's department like it's a joke. Let's get this whole county covered. As somebody called in and said, we have 3,800 square miles of county out there, and as you guys know, there's some stuff down south that's right on the border. So you know, it's not anything theoretical about this. We need to show some support for the sheriff. There were $12 million of new spending that are being brought in, and amazingly, absolutely amazingly, we are informed that this is not needed for the sheriff. It's needed for discretionary stuff. And we do have a call already. Thanks for the call, the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
Patty Riley.
Patty Riley, citizen, journalist. What's going on?
Yeah, the sheriff needs to arrest these merry band of criminals.
It's pretty shocking.
Oh, it's shocking, all right. It's disappointing that the people here that are letting them do it.
Well,
that's what's disappointing too.
There's the pee under the cup game. We got people that are trying to distract us from what's going on. But the fact that Billy Garrett and Wayne Hancock thought that they could get away with this is really says something about their view of Dona Ana. They must have total contempt, and they must laugh. They must laugh into their cup of coffee every morning thinking about how dumb we are.
Yeah, well, they always go look on Facebook what I put out there at 3:30 this morning about them.
What'd you put?
They're going to think again about how dumb they are.
Well, I mean,
have a great day. Oh, really, I'm mad. We need to wake up now.
Yeah, we sure do. Thanks a lot, Patty. Well, who knows what she posted early this morning, but do you think that Wayne Hancock and Billy Golden Earring, Garrett, are the smartest people in Dona Ana, maybe the smartest people in the history of New Mexico? They can come in and just totally outwit and baffle and totally run the table on the citizens of this county and turn the sheriff's department into a laughing stock and not give us the funding we need. From what I understand, decades old communication apparatus in the sheriff's department. No coverage on one third of the county. Think about this. What if you live in that one third of the county where there is no radio coverage because the system is so antiquated and it's on the border? There's another report out today in the Drudge Report that ISIS has set up shop in America. Whether the last report was a hoax or not, we do know that if ISIS came across the border, would they not pick this area somewhere like this? Cartels. And we know now that the cartels are moving human beings across the border. And if those human beings are caught, they're just kind of abandoning them so they can keep the drugs moving. That's the style anyway. So we've got multiple issues in this county. It's a big county, and we don't have enough deputies. And we've been told already on the air that there are times when the county has to strategize and decide which emergency it's going to respond to first. That's scary, isn't it? 523-1450. And here, Billy Golden Earring Garrett is playing God, and Wayne Hancock is playing God with our budget. What is the discretionary spending for? Are you going to make a $1 trillion bus system here where people can't even get a police officer out? A sheriff out there? This is just, you know, I mean, you can claim that there are different priorities in a budget, but possibly claim that the county, 3,800, almost 4,000 square miles, doesn't need an updated communication system that covers the whole thing, that doesn't need an updated infrastructure for the communications, doesn't need more deputies. We're down 35%. Think about that. Think about that, friends. So there's a meeting today at 9 a.m. I'd like to call anybody who can get out there to go to the meeting, to stand up and be heard. Understand, by the way, when you get up to say your piece, whether they give you 1 minute like they do in the city council, or if you get more time, they're going to be laughing at you. They're going to treat you like a complete joke, at least the two ringleaders. Because you're nobody, you're nothing, you're dumb, you're not progressive, you don't want to take the city's budget and build a homeless shelter with it, or to the art bus system where there's not even roads. You heard that, didn't you? When we were talking to the sheriff, they want to put a bus system where there's not even effective roads, where the roads system has been degraded out, especially out in some of the colonias. That's what's going on in Dona Ana. They're laughing at you. You're not progressive. You're not informed. You're not educated. You're not intelligent. You're just a dumb resident of Dona Ana County. You don't need sheriffs. But then again, how do these people, undoubtedly probably all of the people that are on board with this county commission plan, probably all of them are against the Second Amendment. So they don't want you to have any sheriffs if you're living out in the hinterlands, if you're out in the sticks, to be able to get there quickly. But then again, if somebody is kicking down your front door, they don't want you to have a gun or a pistol, a rifle, a shotgun to defend yourself. Isn't that ironic? The very people that are most putting you in harm's way are the same ones that are suggesting that you don't need a gun. Second Amendment, anybody? 523-1450. I am really amazed by this. I'm amazed that there's not more outrage out there. These people are trying to keep your sheriff's department as a dwarf, as something living in a terrarium, and we're not up in arms about it. I'm just amazed by this. Anyway, 5-2-3-14-50, 9 a.m. meeting. Get out there and express your disappointment, your confusion, your outrage at Billy Golden hearing Garrett and Wayne Hand Puppet Hancock, because these are the decision million phantom dollars into your sheriff's budget and then pull it out at the same time and then pat themselves on the back saying, look, we care about the sheriff. We support him. Anyway, let's get out there today, because your house might be the next one that gets burglarized. You heard the lady call in yesterday and say, I had to get a gun because I didn't know I was moving into a high crime area off of 70. And there is just, I'm scared. I've been robbed so many times. I've been burglarized. And, it's pretty obvious. Do the math. There's not enough deputies. There's not enough squad cars. There's not even radio coverage. There's not radio coverage for almost 1,300 square miles of this county. And we're on the most violent border in the United States. We're next to the most violent, one of the most violent cities in the entire world. But the progressives here don't want you to have enough deputies to cover. Doesn't that really kind of sum it up? 6:17 Kelly O'Connell Show. I've got Walt Rubel coming in from the Sun News a little bit later, but we're going to cover this story more. Let's get some more citizen journalists out there. Let's get some reporting done, some citizen reporting. Let's challenge these people. The discretionary spending going, by the way. If there's something that's more important than the sheriff's office, what is it? Tell us. Is it a mobile library truck? You know, is it a bus stop shelter? Is it a crematorium for large animals? I'm just curious. What is this incredible need that we have out there that's more important than the sheriff having squad cars that don't have 200,000 miles on them? It is 6:18. Sam Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell, 5-2-3-1450. We'll be right back. It's Kelly here, 6:22 AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 5-2-3-1450. And we're wading into the controversy of what is happening on this meeting this morning, Tuesday, 9 a.m., County Commission meeting. What we've got going on is a controversy. It's a conversation over what is going to happen with this budget. As you've already heard, the sheriff has been on here, and he said he was outraged. He said that he thought that he was gamed. He was hoodwinked. He was told that there was a $4 million budget coming in with this GRT tax that was going to be applied to his sheriff's department. And it turned out that $4 million was coming in, but $4 million was also set aside in the budget. And so the upshot was that he doesn't get the funding that he needed. Now, the interesting thing and probably embarrassing for him is he wrote a editorial in which he went over all of the uses of this budget, this new $4 million. They were going to get more cruisers, update the cruisers, that some of which have over 200,000 miles on them. The paint is peeling off. They're not road ready. Some of them, they're cannibalizing parts. And the staffing, but especially the officers on the beat, down 35% investigators. And it's created a chaotic situation in the county. If there were emergencies out in some of these farther areas, how the sheriff's department would cover these events. And as you heard, they admitted on the show when they came on last week that there are certain contingencies that they don't even know how they would cover. And so the $4 million was also going to be spent on a new communication system. They say that the communication system that they're using now is so old, it's so antiquated, that the company that made it is no longer in business. And so they couldn't fix it if it broke down. And they say every day it is pushed to the limit and that there are a lot of pieces of information in there that will be lost forever. Some of them on important investigations from the past, some of them on investigations that are going on now. Institutional information would be lost, and information about crimes, about criminals, about reports from the past would all be lost. And this doesn't even cover the need for pay increases. They say that they are down $10,000 in comparable positions in the city with the police department and so we're losing quality people. We are basically in a state of crisis in the sheriff's department, and at the same time, we don't know what the future holds, because while the county commission promised this $4 million, there is a fight within the commission between Billy Garrett and Wayne Hancock on one hand, and Commissioner Benavidez and Ben Rawson, who's coming on tomorrow. And the sheriff is also due to come on tomorrow, and Dr. Garcia. This is this power struggle over this, and this is why it's important to get to this meeting at 9 a.m. and to cover what is going on. So get out there today. Get your voice on the record. Ask questions. And I also have some of the phone numbers of these people. Billy Garrett's office number is 525-5808. And this is depending on who your commissioner is. But feel free to call Billy Garrett and let him know what's going on. And his email is bgarrett, B-G-A-R-R-E-T-T, at donaanacounty.org. Also, Ben Rawson, who's frequently on the show once a week, 525-5807 is his number, to let him know you're supporting him. And Wayne Hancock, who's the vice chair, his number 520-4560. Let these people know that you care very much about the county, that you're concerned that one-third of the county is not covered by radio control, that there's not enough squad cars and stuff, and that, you know, we're on the border. We are on the border, and what is happening out there is not cool. And there is, you heard the lady call in today, or she called in, last week when the sheriff was on. She's living out in the county. Her husband is often gone away on work. She's got three kids, and when she heard about this, she was very, very unnerved to hear that it's possible, if there was an event out there, that we may not be able to service it quickly. They said some of these places, some of these residences or such, some of the areas would be difficult to get to within 45 minutes. So think about that. Now, in the meantime, Dona Ana County received a $9 million grant through the Federal Land Access Program to pave Baylor Road, which is much needed, and improve Dripping Springs. The county commission approved the $9 million in grant money, along with about $800,000 in matching funds from the county in December. So think about the budget static out there for the sheriff, despite all of these problems that we're having and literally, they say, a decades-old infrastructure for communications with the sheriffs. We're putting money into Dripping Springs. Yes, it's a beautiful area out there, but What are the priorities for this county? Why is it that it feels like there's a fight in the county commission that is totally unjustified? Why does it feel like there is a war over something that is a no-brainer? You've got to have a sheriff. You've got to have a sheriff for a county this big that is well-provisioned, and the the stuff that they're using, the communications and the vehicles are updated. Why is there this war? Why are we giving money for Dripping Springs, almost $1 million, and we can't afford one extra dollar for the sheriff? It's just crazy. The kind of decision-making that is out there right now is crazy. That's why there's so many people, and you heard the show on Friday. Yesterday, people were calling up. They were alarmed. They were amazed. And so anyway, get out to that 9 a.m. meeting, and 6:29, and it is 44 degrees out right now. The high today is 68, the low 49. It's going to be sunny today with a little bit of wind. At 6:30 on the button, we will take a break back. This is AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, Kelly O'Connell, 523-1450 to call in, and I will be right back. Well, when you, I hit, there were a couple of ads, and then there's this kind of waste.
I agree, but not.
Yeah. No, that's. I mean, this happens maybe once a month.
Well,
I agree.
Yes, of course. So that could also.
Yes, absolutely. There's no doubt.
All right, well, I'll let you get on. That was good.
Thanks, man.
Everything you tell me to, that can help you, I really appreciate it.
No, I know. You've forgotten more than I'll ever know about broadcasting. How about you? I told you about it yesterday. I brought it. Remember, I tried to get the signature, and you said, get out of here, kid, and threw your pen at me. You remember that? Yeah. Kelly here, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523-1450, okay. Now, they're talking about this meeting, and by the way, they're talking about it on the Sun News. I wanted to add something that was going to be part of it, but here's Ben Rawson's encouragement for some of these oldsters, Golden Earring, Garrett, and Hand Puppet Hancock, to look into their hearing needs. This is from Ben Rawson, Commissioner. That was our own Glenn, our own Ben Rawson, who was looking out for the needs, for the health and hearing needs of his fellow commissioners. So what do you think about this whole thing? Now, I just got to say, if you see that the sheriff goes out and writes an editorial about how we're going to spend this $4 million, you cannot possibly claim that he wasn't misled, right? I mean, or he just didn't understand. Maybe he didn't understand, but I mean, is it also true that Ben Rawson didn't understand? He's a county commissioner, and I believe they lectured him and said, you don't know how the budget process works. And I think that I would amend that statement. He doesn't understand how a bait and switch budget process works, you know? And we do have a phone call here. Thanks for the call to the Kelly O'Connell Show. Who's this?
It's Patty Riley again.
What's up?
The reason that they didn't, they looked at us, they look at us like we don't know what they're talking about is because they use a double speak.
Yeah.
Okay. It's their language. Okay. There's also an organization for county sheriffs, and explains everything that the county sheriff is all about. Okay, it's the COPOA.
Yeah.
It's their association, and they are the ultimate lawmen in this town, or in the counties, in this country. So they have the jurisdiction. In the event the federal government tries to do something, they can ask them to go away. So we need our sheriff people.
Well, obviously, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, bottom line, regardless of where you're at on the political spectrum, if it was Billy Garrett living out in the middle of nowhere in his mansion in Dona Ana, and the cartel showed up and started kicking his door down, who would he call? You know?
He probably let him in so he could, you know, do a little deal, chit dealing. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. That was very. I'm double speaking. Sorry. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Patty. All right. So, I mean, you can hear that. Anyway, the meeting 9 a.m. Are you going to show up? Are you going to be heard? You might say, well, it doesn't really matter. Actually, Ben Rawson has commented before that it does matter if people do communicate. Because if you do communicate, then it puts a little bit of pressure. I mean, everybody can, you know, everybody feels pressure here. All right. Wayne Hancock, did I mention his number? 520-4560. And Leticia Duarte Benavides, 635-5146. That District 5, I think I covered everybody. Dr. David Garcia, 635-5212. Let these people know, though, that you do care. I mean, how does it feel to be part of a group of people that when you're talked about by the leadership, you're treated as if you've had a lobotomy or you didn't make it through third grade? Or, and that's not any insult against people who didn't make it through third grade, but you see what I'm saying. If they're talking down to us, if they're acting like we can't add one and one together and get two, it cannot possibly be a good situation, because if people are gaming us, they're doing it for their own purposes. Where is the $4 million going to go? I'm just curious. What's more important than the sheriff? What's more important than squad cars? What's more important than being able to get to these crises? All right. In Tuesday's meeting, and this is according to the Sun News, Duarte Benavides is proposing Leticia Duarte Benavides is proposing to revise a plan for spending the new sales tax dollars, which was originally okayed March 24th, to clarify that the new tax dollars will be added to the various departmental budgets they're meant to benefit, and that no corresponding budget reductions will be made to the same departments. That includes the Sheriff's Department, Detention Center, and Roads Department. According to her proposal, the new 3/8 of 1% sales tax is set to take effect July 1st, the start of the county's financial cycle, county officials have said. Now, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to be heard? What are you going to say when you see the chairman, Billy Garrett, stand up in the lights kind of shine off of his diamond earring? Are you going to be kind of caught up in the, you know, caught up in the moment, impressed? Are you going to be hypnotized? I'm just curious. Are you going to stand up for your rights as a Dona Ana resident, as a Dona Ana citizen, as an American? Are you going to demand your sheriff to be given these important tools, such as squad cars, that can go from 0 to 60 in less than 20 seconds? Are you going to ask for a communication system that was not designed by Bill Gates in junior high in 1978. Are you going to demand more deputies so, you know, so we can have some real response and communications across this great county of ours? 641 AM Las Cruces on 1450 KOBE. I'm Kelly O'Connell. 523-1450 to call in. We are going to be right back and continue on with this shocking tale of government abuse, government misuse of funds. It's Kelly. Good morning to you. There's a lot of unrest nationally. Something that is terribly shocking has occurred in Baltimore. It would seem as though that the mayor of Baltimore is encouraging and has allowed these protesters to express themselves. And with leadership like that, you know, who needs enemies? Kind of reminds me of some of this other stuff that's gone on out there. But anyway, what if we had rioting here? How would we stop it? You know, we're down 35% of our deputies. All right. So a low income clinic is claiming to take over La Frontera services. La Frontera, a major Medicaid provider, is pulling out of Las Cruces in southern New Mexico, and this is after the debacle of this. The original decision to move these people out of New Mexico. So the board of La Clínica de Familia, a medical clinic system that serves low-income patients in Las Cruces and southern Doña Ana County, is given the green light to negotiate taking on the tasks of providing Medicaid-funded mental health treatment in La Frontera's absence. According to CEO Suzanne Martinez Gonzalez, maybe we can get her on the show. But whether La Clinica is going to become a main provider and what the services look like, will look like, is going to be up in the air. And so anyway, somebody has got to do this stuff, right? You got mental health people out there. You've got mentally ill. You've got people in crisis. Martinez de Gonzalez said, we can't just leave these people hanging. So they're going to offer some of the core services, including outpatient therapy, psychiatric and medication services, some crisis services, such as a hotline, but they are not sure whether they're going to take over intensive treatment for severely mentally ill residents. She says, unless I can build a team to have these additional services, I won't be able to take those right now. That doesn't mean I wouldn't be able to build for it in the future. So anyway, you know, that's an opportunity for this company, and it doesn't, you know, what else can you say? I mean, they're the original decision to remove these mental health care providers in New Mexico seems like it was a mistake in hindsight, does it not? All right, so you're wondering, how is it that a misunderstanding of what services are going to be offered, the funding for the sheriff. How did that happen? Here is downtown Julia Brown, and this is from March 3rd, 2015, saying what they're going to use this new GRT tax money on. And this is from KRWG News. He cares about the vehicles for the sheriff, but he wants to take it out of savings. Isn't that just like Billy Garrett and his golden earring? All right, it's summed up right there. I think you know, Ben Rawson hit the nail on the head, and Billy Garrett is saying, yeah, we need these vehicles. If we need them, why aren't you taking the money right now that was supposed to be put into this stuff and pay for them? I mean, why does it always have to be that these progressive people act like they can fool everybody? and you can't really figure them out because they're too smart, and they speak in this kind of special language in which they say one thing but actually mean another, and they're hiding the ball, they're doing a bait and switch, and all the time acting like it's because they're these enlightened beings that were sent here from another planet to run Earth and to save us from killing ourselves. People like this, if you just got out of the way, we could actually run this county and have a nice, have a safer county and a more enjoyable life. Instead, you're infuriating everybody by playing these games. Pull that dang earring out, by the way. It looks ridiculous. Kelly O'Connell, 652. It's AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE, 523, 1450. Be right back. Kelly, there is a meeting for the county commission at 9. If you can possibly make it, try to get down here. Here's where they say we need more, $1 million to be spent. Dripping Springs, check this out. Anyway, that's what they're going to be doing with almost $1 million. In the meantime, they are not going to be spending right now as we speak, as we chat here, they're not going to be spending one red cent for the sheriff's department. They're not going to be spending $1 because they don't want to. Billy Garrett doesn't want to. Wayne Hancock doesn't want to. I mean, it's like, you come up to a friend and say, look, I'm $20 short. I need some gas. I've got an emergency somewhere. And the person says, how much money do you have? You say, I've got $20 now. And the guy says, oh, I'll help you out. Hands you $20 and takes the other 20 away. I mean, that's the kind of asinine thing that's happening here. And I assume that Billy Garrett and Walt and almost said Walt Rubel because I'm looking at him through the window here. Billy Golden Earring Hancock or Garrett are probably sitting there laughing and just thinking, you're just idiots. You're not major leaguers. We're smarter than you. We're better than you. We've got a real plan. We're going to make sure that this county is safely in progressive hands for decades, for centuries. That must be what they're saying to themselves, because why else would you do just infuriating things like pretending you're going to fund the sheriff's department that everybody agrees is desperately in need of an upgrade? You pretend you're going to do it. You put the money in there in the name of $4 million, and then you take out the exact amount of money. You take out $4 million at the same time. It's just so infuriating. And, I really don't get people thing and think it's a great, like Frankie. Frankie, I was so disappointed when you called in yesterday and said that the sheriff doesn't need any funding and, grow up and don't worry about it. And how do you know? How do you know if it's agreed by everybody who talks about it except you and Billy Garrett that the sheriff's department needs money? Who are you to say we don't need the money out here? I mean, I understand having different priorities, but I don't understand misleading people, and I don't understand saying we're going to take this $4 million and spend it on anything but the sheriff's department. That's ludicrous. Take you out here, David Bowie, This Is Not America, and AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. We'll be back with Walt Rubel. Hey.
How's it
going? What's
up? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Nah, I read a little bit about that. So, where are you from? Whoa. I didn't know that was a hotbed of progressive. Yeah. Is that where you're from? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That makes sense, I guess. Salt Lake City tend to be more progressive. Did you ever read anything about Byron White? Yeah, he was from Colorado. Oh, okay. Until fairly recently, the record for yards per game was running back and running back. He must have been in the Super Bowl for some of that work ethic, because once he got off the Supreme Court, he went up to put a few rules or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a totally different idea. So, what's the big story story?
We really didn't get into it. I'm going to get to just a little bit of thoughts on the
Then we'll come back.
Baltimore, I mean, do you think that the mayor, like, enabled to the protesters?
No, I'm sure
it may not have been their intent.
Good morning. It's 7:06. Kelly O'Connell, AM Las Cruces, 1450 KOBE. Number to call in is 523-1450. It's the 28th of April, 2015, and 44 degrees out right now. There is a big meeting today for the County Commission. Go there if you care about the budget process. If you want to interact with the head of the county commission or any of the players and challenge how the spending is going to be given. I've got to Walt Rubel here, and I want to play for you just a couple of clips from Baltimore. Baltimore has been in flames, and there's a couple of clips there. The mayor has been. Has been criticized as adding to the chaos and confusion and destruction. Check this out. This is from WJZ 13 CBS. That is one of the craziest things that I have ever heard in my life to an elected official state. Now, here's a little bit of the response to the PD. There was widespread looting, and that one of the things that came out of this is that they found out that a lot of the people were from other areas. So you've got professional protesters, apparently, who are at the beck and call of people like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. Hey, we need a protest over here. How long till you can get over there? So the idea that this is springing up from Baltimore itself is immediately challenged by that. And I'm not saying there's not a problem with the death of this young man, which, from what I understand, was totally inexplicable, other than it appears to be a violent act by the police. But the aftermath was, as you just heard the mayor said, we gave the protesters space to destroy. That is absolutely crazy. But here's the response from the residents of Baltimore.
It was a slip of the tongue.
Have you seen that?
Yes, but not every episode. It was an amazing show, no doubt about that. And I've never been to Baltimore, but I've heard that there was a revitalization, and you know, the harbor area at least was very nice, and Camden Yards, and you know,
it's got an incredible history. You know?
It certainly does. Have.
Here's the thing, though: when people are put into a position that they're not really trained for, ready for, and a crisis happens, that's when their motivations. Yeah, maybe so.
What everybody wants to know. I do think people are frustrated by the fact that the cops are always moving.
They had to have kicked him in the back. What do you need to do to break someone's back?
You know, I hear them say, well, they handcuffed him and they stopped the truck real quick. You know, maybe, but I would think it would have to be harsher than that.
Yeah.
All right, so that is what's going on in Baltimore. And good morning to you, Walt.
Good morning.
And so you've been watching the stuff on with Baltimore,
right.
And so you and I were talking off the air. Do we even know how this guy got his back broken?
That
sounds so an extraordinary injury.
It severed spine. I mean, nearly completely severed, is I guess. No, we don't. And that, I think, is a big part of what's fueling all the frustration here is that six officers were involved. One of them refused to even give a statement. None of the information on that has come out. They haven't even given a plausible, you know, usually in a police incident like this, they have a, here's what happened, here's our side. They haven't even given that yet. And all we know is this guy went into the van healthy and came out with a severed spine.
That's incredible. I mean, they must have stomped or kicked him.
Must have. Or use the handcuffs to wrench his arms, you know.
With the knee in the back. But, exactly. I mean, to sever somebody's spine would be an extraordinary amount of force. And these are the kind of things that are giving fuel to the fire, that there is either racism or brutality in the police forces. And each one of these situations is its own event. It's got to be investigated. But it is heartbreaking to hear that I mean, what was he arrested for? Just resisting?
Well, that's the thing, for making eye contact and running. And let's be fair, if you know, the cops made eye contact with him, he and his buddy split. They took off.
Uh-huh.
And you can't do that. Now, I understand the police point of view that, you know, that in and of itself is suspicious activity that justifies them making an arrest.
Uh-huh.
And then they found a switchblade. When they stopped him, they frisked him, they found a switchblade. So that's what they got.
But so now the mayor, you said the mayor was taken out of context, but she said,
well,
No,
that's what I said. And I was wrong. I said that off the air and having listened to it there, that's what she said this morning. She was on the air this morning saying, you guys, and I took her for her word because I had forgotten what she had actually said. And listening to that again this morning, there's no question that what she said was we gave them space to destroy things. That's what she said.
Yeah. Now, there's this idea that you've got to give protesters room to destroy, apparently, in her mindset. But, I mean, what would you think if you were